Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have fog in Atlantic and 43 degrees. There is a dense fog advisory in effect for the entire listening area until noon today for visibility of 1/4 mile to 1/2 mile or less across much of southwest and central Iowa. If you are driving this morning, be sure and slow down. Use your headlights on low beam and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. Forecast is calling for patchy fog through about 11 a.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 55. Winds southwest at 10 to 20 this morning, shifting to the north-northwest this afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In area news, the driver of a semi-tractor trailer died during a crash Thursday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says the 2006 Kenworth semi registered to a trucking company from Elkton, South Dakota, and driven by 63-year-old Donald Roller of Sioux City, Iowa, was negotiating the exit 27 curve on Interstate 80 eastbound to westbound I-880 at around 3:36 p.m. Thursday when the vehicle ran off the road to the right. The semi rolled down the embankment and Roller was ejected and died at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Both the semi and the driver came to rest in a ditch. The man's body was transported to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted at the crash scene by Neola Rescue and Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies. At least three accidents in southwest Iowa Thursday morning were primarily attributed to frost-covered roads. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Thursday an accident just after 7 a.m. occurred on Highway 34 about 1/4 mile west of Avenue A near the Mills County line. A 1996 GMC Sonoma pickup driven by 24-year-old Abraham Garcia of Bellevue, Nebraska, was traveling eastbound when the vehicle lost traction due to the frost and went out of control. The pickup entered the south ditch and rolled over before coming to rest on its wheels. Garcia was checked out by personnel from Emerson and Red Oak Fire and Rescue, but he refused treatment. The pickup, owned by Patricia Garcia of Bellevue, sustained about $3,500 damage and was considered to be a total loss. There were no citations issued. And as we previously mentioned, an SUV rollover accident happened around 7:20 a.m. Thursday on Highway 34 in Union County. The driver of that vehicle, 19-year-old Destiny Ashby of Murray, was transported by private vehicle to the hospital in Creston. And an accident on a frost and ice-covered North Olive Street north of Atlantic Thursday morning caused a van driven by 20-year-old Avery Anderson of rural Atlantic to go out of control and roll into the west ditch about 1/2 mile north of the Pimosa School Atlantic Head Start building. Anderson died at the scene of the crash. It took place just before 9 a.m. Authorities in Cass County said there were 4 arrests during this past week. 2 people from Council Bluffs were arrested Monday. 20-year-old Devin Hatfield and 38-year-old Nicole Price were taken into custody on warrants for failure to appear. Both were booked into the Cass County Jail. Hatfield was later transferred to a different county on a separate warrant. Price was held until she was released after time served. Last Sunday, 22-year-old Logan Russell of Atlantic was arrested by Cass County deputies for public intoxication. He was later released on his own recognizance. And on the 18th, 47-year-old Brimmer Boliche of Atlantic was arrested for OWI second offense. Boliche was later released on his own recognizance. A man from Union County was convicted earlier this week of killing his brother, whose body was found this past summer in a rural Adair County field more than a week after he was reported missing. Jurors deliberated for about 4 hours on Monday before finding 43-year-old Dustin Seely of Creston guilty of first-degree murder in the death of 58-year-old Timothy Fechter. An autopsy determined Fechter had been shot and bludgeoned in the head. Investigators searching Seely's home found clothing with what appeared to be bloodstains, and 2 witnesses told investigators Seely had admitted to them that he'd killed or popped his brother. The defense argued it was self-defense. Seely is scheduled to be sentenced February 18th. The mandatory sentence for first-degree murder in Iowa is life without parole. A woman from central Iowa is accused of hitting her wheelchair-bound daughter. KCCI reports court documents show that Crystal Brandenburg of Ankeny allegedly hit her daughter, who has cerebral palsy, and left a bruise. The daughter told her aunt and the social worker that her mom hit her. Brandenburg admitted to police that she used methamphetamine and THC almost daily in the home where her daughter lives. She's being held at the Polk County Jail on a $50,000 bond. A Des Moines woman is accused of playing a role in a fraud scheme that targeted immigrants. Police earlier this week announced the arrest of 46-year-old Nancy Veronica Sandoval on suspicion of first-degree theft, conspiracy, and ongoing criminal conduct. Police say an investigation was launched in August when detectives learned that someone in Texas was claiming to be an immigration attorney and taking cash payment while promising to expedite residency and citizenship. The investigation later revealed that a co-conspirator was operating in Des Moines. Sandoval in Texas was not a real lawyer and no services were rendered, police said. In addition to the arrest in Des Moines, arrest warrants have been requested for the alleged co-conspirator in Texas. Investigators believe there are additional victims who have yet to come forward and urge them to contact the Des Moines Police Department. By speaking with Detective Dusty Chapline at 515-283-4966. And for victims who only speak Spanish, you can contact Zulamea Mendez at 515-318-4089. That's a check of our news for this hour on KJAN. There's more online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.